This TikTok challenge just led to three teenagers in Florida being arrested, and they're honestly lucky they didn't lose their lives, because we've covered this trend before, and it has not ended well with other people.
911, where is your emergency?
Sweetbriar Branch Lane. Someone just tried to kick in our front door.
Watch as a masked teen forcefully shoves his foot into a front door, part of a social media trend raising alarm across the country known as the Door Kick Challenge. St. Johns County Sheriff's Office says three teens did this at multiple homes last week in Florida. They tracked them down from above.
We got pretty secure.
And arrested the trio for loitering and prowling.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened to another person that we've actually covered here on this channel. But in this instance, they had to pull out the drones to catch these kids. And the teens are honestly lucky police went that length to actually get them, because again, they could have literally lost their lives over this challenge. But this all happened in St. Johns County, Florida, where police just released body cam footage of these three teenagers getting arrested for this viral door kick challenge. So they're now taking this, you know, relatively harmless prank that pretty much every kid has ever done before, called the Ding Dong Ditch, and they're turning it into something where they show up to someone's house and they jump kick the door, or at least kick on the door hard like they're the SWAT trying to get in, but they're doing this in the middle of the night. And I don't know about you, but if someone is kicking on your door past midnight, you'll probably think, oh, someone's trying to break in. So of course, the bright minds of people uploading on TikTok found a way to turn a fairly normal childhood game into a potential felony. So what happened here is the homeowner called 911 around 11 p.m. absolutely scared, saying someone is trying to kick in their front door. And in the audio, the woman has the calmest panic I've ever heard in my life, as she tells the operator her husband is standing at the door with his gun in his hand in case they come back.
My husband was going to open the door with our gun, but he did not.
He still has his weapon out though, correct?
His weapon is, yeah, in his hand, okay, in case they come back.
So I guess no wonder she was calm, because, you know, she knew no one's going to get in one way or another. But obviously, these homeowners are terrified. And that shows how dangerous the situation could be for these kids, because the homeowners don't understand it's young teenagers doing this stuff. For all the homeowners known is they tried to kick in the door and they failed to, so they fled the scene. But deputies did end up swarming the neighborhood and found three kids, two 14-year-olds and one 13-year-old, hiding behind an electrical box and dark clothes and gloves. So what makes this worse is they're even dressed like they're gonna rob a house and not out there filming a TikTok challenge. And then of course, the cop told them something that really needed to be said, as I highlighted earlier.
You guys want to get shot by a homeowner when you kick in their front door and they think you're breaking in to kill them?
But the deputies did end up arresting them for loitering and prowling, and one got an extra charge for criminal mischief because they actually damaged someone's door. And again, they are lucky that these are the only consequences here, because someone could literally lose their life over this. Oh wait, that's already happened, unfortunately, as we've also covered here on this channel. Because a few months ago, I made a video on this exact trend, and here, a teenager ended up losing their life, and him and his friends were doing the exact same thing. Essentially, it was at 3 in the morning in Spotsylvania County in Virginia, and three teenagers decided to body slam a door at 3 a.m. And unfortunately for everyone involved, they chose the house of a 27-year-old Army veteran, Tyler Chase Butler. And clearly, Butler didn't find this very funny, because from what it seems like, he didn't know this was a joke. So he ended up opening fire.
An arrest for murder in Virginia after teens tell authorities an age-old childhood prank, the Ding Dong Ditch, turned deadly. A high school senior shot to death while doing the stunt, his friends say, for a TikTok video. Now the homeowner, Tyler Chase Butler, arrested and accused of second-degree murder.
It's just a tragedy, and because of this, 18-year-old high school senior Michael Bosworth Jr. was hit in the torso, taken to the hospital, and he passed away. One of his friends were grazed, and the other one got away. And just hours later, Michael's girlfriend wore his pink bow tie to prom without him. It's just an absolute tragedy that should have been so avoidable. And it's clear, like, that's how fast a trend can go from content to life-ending. And here's the thing, it wasn't just knocking. Witnesses said they were kicking and banging the door so aggressively it sounded like a break-in, which is exactly why I said someone's going to get shot from doing this, because unfortunately, someone did. But this whole thing happened about 6 months ago, so I looked into the update of this case, and I checked all the outlets that originally been covering it locally, and there's been no update after September. So we don't know what's happening there as of right now, but here's what's confirmed. So the homeowner is still being held without bond and the case is still active. And last update we have is Butler's father defending him publicly, saying that the teens were masked in the backyard and looked like they were breaking in. Prosecutors and defense are still arguing over the evidence, but nothing after that has been released. Tyler Butler is still facing second degree murder, malicious wounding, and two firearm charges, which together carry anything from more than a decade in prison to several decades if he's convicted on all counts. So this is just an awful situation for everyone involved. And the only way to avoid this is to not do this TikTok challenge. But the main reason this case is so complicated is because it sits right in the gray area between self-defense law and excessive force here in Virginia. Prosecutors say the teens were just doing a reckless prank, but Butler's defense say it looked like it was a break-in. Masks, banging, a chest bag, and then on top of that, the teens being inside of a fence backyard at 3 a.m. So the entire case hinges on one question. Was Butler reasonably fearful for his life, or did he use deadly force when the threat wasn't actually needed? That's currently why this case is dragging on. So yes, this trend already caused one death, and the legal fallout is ruining someone else's life completely. And now to make things even worse, we now clearly have kids doing the exact same thing that caused all this. But what's wild about this is it seems like it's spreading more after what happened to Michael in May, because now you have all sorts of police departments throughout the entire US putting out videos saying, hey, we're looking for the kids who did this thing, which is the exact same thing that, you know, Michael lost his life over.
Home security cameras have captured the door kick challenge from Arizona to Minnesota to California.
What may be fun or a cool thing to do amongst their friends and post it on social media is very traumatic to those and terrorizing to those on the other side of the door.
Then you have in Gatesville, Texas police are literally asking the public to help identifying a pack of teenagers who spent an entire night doing what they're calling aggressive ding-dong ditching. And here it sounds pretty similar, because between midnight and 3 a.m, suspects went through multiple neighborhoods and started destroying people's front doors. On one case, they ripped the whole door frame apart. Police say that group appeared to be between 13 and 19 years old, cruising around in a golf cart and a white car, apparently wearing shorts and t-shirts like they were going out for like a casual midnight snack. But instead, I guess they're just committing property damage in four separate neighborhoods. Because what most people don't realize is if you run and jump kick a door, that's going to damage the door. It's not just going to make a loud thud. No, you can actually destroy the door frame. Wow. Who would have thought? And guess what? Doors and door frames are not cheap. So victims are currently looking at hundreds and maybe even thousands of dollars in repairs. Some of them are elderly and on fixed incomes, meaning this stupid challenge does not fit within their budget. It's just so frustrating to see this still going on. But the investigator, Amanda Stiles, said that's horrible for them and it's scary. Someone came and kicked in their door in the middle of the night and they don't feel safe. And apparently, Gatesville is a very small town and it's a place where people aren't really used to random midnight chaos. And this is also apparently a place where a whole lot more people are armed than in Chicago. So this seems like a way more dangerous place to be doing this than in Chicago. Either way, I would avoid doing this in general, no matter what place or city that you're in. I'm just like so shocked that Ding Dong Ditch has evolved into running and jump kicking someone's door and then just hoping nobody inside has a gun. How stupid can we get? By the way, yeah, police departments across the United States are now putting out these flat out warnings saying, hey, if you do this, you can get shot. The three teens in Florida facing loitering and prowling charges, which are misdemeanors in Florida because they're 13 and 14 years old, so they'll go through juvenile court, and most likely, I don't think anything's gonna really happen to them. Hopefully they learn their lesson though, but hey, at least they got caught and not something worse happened, because I did not want to sit here and make another video covering this exact same trend where another young kid lost their life. Like, that's just awful. I don't want to sit here and make content on like, oh, yet another person lost their life from an extremely stupid TikTok challenge. The line between a prank and a threat is very blurry when it's around midnight. It's especially blurry when someone's asleep and suddenly they hear a loud thud at their front door or back door or wherever they decide to do the trend. Like, it's just awful. And obviously, in so many counties in the US, you can defend yourself with deadly force if you think that someone is coming for you or your family. So please, stop kicking in strangers' doors. That would be very ideal for absolutely everyone involved. But other than that, this is just a short and sweet video. I am home. We're posting more content than ever before, and I'll see you guys in the next video.